So Bray Wyatt's gone, eh? Well, apparently so. There's been a tweet, now a deleted tweet. Somebody mentioned it. Then it went onto Twitter. Somebody else said something. Then it was shouted out in a pub. Well, anyway, apparently he's gone. He might come back, but if he has gone, Bray, good luck at all your future endeavours, but mate, you don't need the WWE. It was clear when The Fiend happened, it was such a high concept situation that there was very little give in that character. He was either a killer or he wasn't. And you can't go all year killing people. Look what happened to Goldberg. As soon as he couldn't kill anybody anymore, he had nothing else. So you can't do it again because people will just shout, Goldberg, Goldberg. So, they very quickly messed about with you. And we knew it was going to happen. It's a self-fulfilling promise, a prophecy almost, isn't it? It's almost as if the WWE are looking at what people are saying on Twitter and thinking, they could be right. Maybe we should mess about with him. Because they wouldn't expect us to do that. Well, they would. So if we did it, it would surprise them. Yeah, all that second-guessing nonsense. So they messed about with you. And we knew it wasn't going to go long. And we know in the past, 6 months? Maybe even 9 months? Maybe even a year? It's been a bit crap. And that's not your fault. You've done everything you can. It's the booking that's been crap. But you have two stunning runs in the WWE under your belt. You're great behind the mic. You can do it in the ring. You have good psychology. You won't be short of offers. So you know what? The WWE is tarnished right now. It's not the granddaddy of them all. It has competitors. And instead of saying, oh, this could be a disaster, this could be the start of something marvellous. Ta-ta.